Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, text number 49. But I'm not going to read the Sanskrit because there's no purport. The Prajapatis offer their prayers as follows. O Supreme Lord, Lord of Indra, Brahman, Shiva, we, the Prajapatis, were created by you to execute your orders, but we were forbidden by Hiranyakashipu to create any more good progeny. Now the demon is lying dead before us, his chest pierced by you. Let us therefore offer respectful obeisances unto you, whose incarnation in this form of pure goodness is meant for the welfare of the entire universe. Text 50. Shri Gandharva Uchu Vayam Vibhote Nata Natya Guyaka Yenatma Sadvirya Balo Jasa Kritaha. Sa Esha Nito Bhavata Darsham Imam Kim Ud Patasta Kushalaya Kalpate. Gandharva Uchu, the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, who are usually engaged as musicians of the heavenly planets, they said, Vayam, we, Vibho, O Lord, Te, your, Natya, Natya, Gayaka, dancers and singers in dramatic performances. Yena, by whom? Atmasat, under subjugation. Subjugation. Subjection. Under subjection. Okay, under subjection. What's that?
No.
Subjugation and subjection are the same thing. Subjugation means to be under something. Subjection means to be under something. To be subjected to something. It's from the same thing. Virya, of his valor. Bala, and Bali strength. Ojasa, by the influence. Krita, made, brought. Sa, he, Hiranyakashipu. Esha, this. Nita, brought. Bhavita, by your lordship. Dasham imam, to this condition. Kim, whether. Upatasta. Anyone who's an upstart. What's the difference between an upstart and a downstart? Do you know what an upstart is? What's an upstart? Kuchalaya, for auspiciousness. Kalpate, is capable. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka prayed, Your Lordship, we ever engage in your service by dancing and singing in dramatic performances. But this Hiranyakashipu, by the influence of his bodily strength and valor, brought us under his subjugation. See, subjugation. Now he has been brought to this low condition by your lordship. What benefit can result from activities of such an upstart as Hiranyakashipu? Purport. By his being a very obedient servant of the Lord, By being a very obedient servant to the Lord, one becomes extremely powerful in bodily strength, influence, and effulgence. Whereas the fate of demoniac upstarts is ultimately to fall down like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu and persons like him may be very powerful for some time, but the obedient servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the demigods, remain powerful always. They are victorious over the influence of Hiranyakashipu by the grace of the Supreme Lord. We'll read some more. This is... But yasyasti bhaktir bhagavata akinchena stavara manastatra samasate sura harabhaktasi kato mahagunan manorate nasati davato bahi. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavata akinchena. That one who's actually taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavata akinchena stavara manastatra samasate gura. Then they acquire all the good qualities of the demigods. On the other hand, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavata kinchana savaraganas tatra samasate sura harabhaktas yukto mahaguna. But where are the good qualities of one who is actually not a devotee of Krishna? Manorite nasati davatovahi. They're hovering on the mental platform and eventually they'll fall down. Or as Krishna also says, nasti buddhi yuktasya, nacha yuktasya bhavanaha, nacha bhavyantak shantir, ashantasya kutak kutam. One who is not in transcendental or Krishna consciousness can have neither controlled mind nor steady intelligence, without which there is no possibility of peace, and how can there be any happiness without peace? So unless one can see everyone as Krishna's eternal servant and that Krishna is controlling everything and Krishna is all good, it's not possible to be peaceful. Imagine having a philosophy where there was a war going on between God and Satan. And it looks like Satan's winning. Is it possible to be peaceful under those circumstances? Ravana, he tried to build a stairway to heaven. You heard that song? There used to be a song called Stairway to Heaven. Yeah? You heard that? What's that? Yeah. Anyhow, he wanted to build a stairway. And the criteria of getting to heaven on the stairway is that you had to be a demon. You had to be very sinful in order to get to heaven. And anyone who was pious, there was a stairway for them to go to hell. They'd be tortured in hell for being pious. The sinful would be awarded by heaven. So this is the demoniac dream. Reverse the order of the universe. But with such a conception of life, how can one be peaceful? Because, according to Krishna, dumena vriyate vanira, yataradara sho balena cha, yatolni inabritas, just like fire is covered by smoke, or the mirror is covered by dust, or the embryo is covered by the womb, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of lust. So this is called avaratmika shakti. We don't know what's going on because we're covered by a lust. And there's various manifestations such as greed and anger, illusion, forgetfulness, loss of intelligence. These are all manifest further extensions of lust. Because we don't know what's going on, therefore we're always fearful. We think, I'm going to die and that's the end of the story. The only thing left of me is a rock they put up with my name on it. And my beautiful body, which I love so much, is going to become food for worms. Just the thought of our dear body. If you looked in the mirror one day, you saw your whole face was covered by worms and they're eating your eyes and everything else. How much disturbed you become. But that's what's going to happen. If we don't get burned to little ashes, You look in the mirror one day and all you see is a little pile of ashes. You think, what happened? Or the other way one can, the body can be taken care of is thrown into the street and the vultures come in and pick it apart. And then it becomes stool. So either it becomes ashes, or it becomes stool, or it becomes food for the worms. So that's the destination of the body. So one who's not in Krishna consciousness is always going to be fearful. What's going to happen? We're not interested in so much, where am I going to go? What's going to happen to my body? And everyone knows it's going to be happening to their body. And therefore everyone is fearful. When is it going to happen? Someone knocks on the door. Oh, who's that? Is it Namiraj or Yamaduta? It's Yamis. They heard, come here to take you, the Yamis. Which Yamis? The Duta. Our last name is Duta. The Yamis Dutas. We're coming to take you away. No, no, now is not the time. Come back in 15 minutes. Okay, we'll come back. We needed a coffee break anyhow. Be prepared. Could I take my toothbrush? Sorry, there's no toothpaste. Where are you going? So everyone's afraid what's going to happen. Everyone knows what's going to happen. That makes them even more afraid. So they try to forget. Material world means we're happy there's forgetfulness. Because we had to remember what's going to happen, we'd be completely disturbed all the time. Imagine if the whole day you were going to thinking, you're going to die. There's a little voice, you're going to die, you're going to die. But actually an intelligent person, that's what he thinks. Now if you told people, we have a program, you listen to this program for half an hour, and for the rest of your life, you're going to hear a little voice in your head, going to tell you, you're going to die, you're going to die. How many people would buy the program? But that's what we're trying to achieve, is that little voice in our head saying, you're going to die, because an intelligent person thinks that at any moment I could die, so I have to take this moment very seriously. And a fool thinks he's going to live forever. I don't have to take anything seriously. Therefore, when the Roman emperors would conquer big lands and would be victorious, when they're riding back into Rome or in their triumphants, with all the slaves behind them and the captured soldiers and all the gold and all the other things that they had acquired from their exploiting other lands, they would always have, when the Roman emperor would be heading on his chariot and all the crowds would be cheering, yes, you're the greatest. There would be another person next to him whispering to him, you're immortal. Because otherwise he'd get carried away. Yes, I'm here forever. And if you look at the Roman history, the Roman emperors usually lasted for around a year at the most. It wasn't a good thing to be, if you wanted a long duration of life, Roman emperorship wasn't the way to achieve it. The horses that were carrying the Roman emperor lived longer than the emperor did. Therefore, nasti buddhiya yuktasya, one who's not in transcendental consciousness. We can't just intellectually understand we're not this body, or that Krishna is God, or we have an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge in the spiritual world, full of different loving pastimes with Krishna and his devotees. It has to be realized. Otherwise, we're always doubtful. Is this true? Sounds too good to be true. And then, if we don't have steady intelligence, if we don't see things properly, our minds are always going to be just speculating and disturbed, thinking about different things. will this make me happy? Will that make me happy? Maybe when we have a big feast, I'll be happy. When am I going to become happy? We're always going to be looking, hankering. And the holy name, oh yeah, that's all right. I got to chant the holy name so many rounds a day. Doesn't make me happy, but I got to do it. Well, what will make me happy? Will actually get me what I want? What about the holy name? Nah, come on, we've been doing this for years. Everyone knows it doesn't work. But one has to take shelter. One has to have the intelligence, understand how it works. Not to reach the conclusion it doesn't work, but to understand how we can make it work. So we actually get absorbed our mind in Krishna and see if our minds are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in devotion, whether or not that's actually the secret of happiness or not. So here are the Gandharvas who are singing and chanting. They're saying that we're probably saying that the demigods are always victorious over the demons. Although the demons appear to be very strong for some time, indeed they are, but we can find in this story that Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that he raised his eyebrows and the demons would shiver and the demigods would shiver in fright. Now, we raise our eyebrow, maybe a little ant on the ground will get a little disturbed. But no one else cares. So how powerful was this Hiranyakashipu? And yet he was always intoxicated with strong liquors because of his anxiety. Sadasamulvigne Dhyama Satra. He was always full of anxiety, Prahlad Maharaj points out. Tatsada Manye Surya Varya Dehinam. O best of the demons, I can see you're always in anxiety. Because even one gets so many boons, in the back of his mind, he understood Brahma couldn't promise me immortality because he himself has to die. So somehow or another, even though I have 100 benedictions, somehow or another I might die. And he realized he wasn't going to get any better opportunity than he already received from the benedictions of Brahma. And therefore, he was always in anxiety. And indeed, in spite of all his bodily strength and his wealth and his opulence, he died. And what to speak of ourselves? What do we have to protect ourselves? As I pointed out, in America in the 60s, there was this threat of nuclear war. In the 50s and the 60s, I don't know if you probably heard it, they probably had something like that here too, many years ago. And they had drills, as I mentioned. They had drills in the schools, in public schools. And the drill was, when you see the light flash from the atomic bomb, then duck and cover. Duck underneath your desk and cover your head with a book. And indeed, they had films. You can actually go on the internet. You can see the propaganda films. For the duck and cover, it was called. They were training all the civilians. You heard of that before, duck and cover? So there's one you can look on the internet. It has one, and it says, when you see the flash from the atomic bomb going off, then you should fall into a ditch and cover your head with a newspaper. That will protect you. Duck and cover. So that's about as much as protection they can figure out. Get a glass of water so that you're... Make sure you're hydrated when the atomic bomb goes off. So there is no protection. They're just falsely advertising protection. That if a great demon like Hiranyakashipu can't be protected, and what to speak if we don't believe in that there was a Hiranyakashipu, what about someone like Adolf Hitler? How powerful was he? Or Julius Caesar? Or anyone else? All these powerful warriors and rulers of the planet, where are they now? Where are all the Brahmas from the past? All the Indras. So what do we expect that what's going to happen to us? We're going to be an exception? We got a free pass? And even Markandeya Rishi, he wanted to know what Krishna's maya was. Although Markandeya Rishi was a great devotee, a very powerful Rishi, he wanted to find out, and he had the benediction, he lived for just 2 days of Brahma, which doesn't seem a lot. Someone gave the benediction, you're going to live for 2 more days. We'd be very disturbed. What kind of benediction is that? Well, they told it was a Brahma. Oh, okay. A little bit better. Brahma lives for 4,300,000 times 1,000 years is 1 day, and such is his night. So 8,600,000,000 times 2, 16 billion years. We think, well, that's a break. I could study a couple of languages during that time. But that's nothing. Anyhow, he lived for 2 days of Brahma, but his days were not very pleasant. After he asked for benediction to Lord Vishnu, can you show me your maya? So he wound up in the sea, in the waters of devastation for millions of years. That means 4,300,000 times 1,000. He was in the waters of devastation, or at least millions of years, trying to be eaten by sharks and timangal fish, and freezing cold, and suffering for millions of years. So that's Markandeya Rishi. So the idea is, if we can live here for a long time, then our life will be successful. Actually, one's life in the material world is always a problem. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you are, it's always problematic. Even if you live on Brahmaloka for another, actually it's only 311 trillion, so it's only 150 trillion years left on Brahmaloka. But you're always thinking, my God, I'm getting closer. I can see there's a white hair on my head. It looks like I'm in middle age. So the conclusion is, bodily strength won't help us. Material longevity won't help us. Only Krishna consciousness will help us. And therefore, if one is Krishna conscious, then in any circumstance, one is considered to be victorious. Therefore, we say Jai. Not that we conquer our enemies, because Jataya was killed, but he was embraced by Lord Ramachandra. And therefore, he went back to the spiritual world. So that's victorious. And everything else is considered to be Paravas, Tavada, Bodha, Jata, defeat by ignorance. So we do something for Krishna that's glorious, and that will get permanent eternal benefit, and everything else we do is Shrama Evi Kevalam, a waste of time, no matter how much we think we're making advancement, but at the end, we come up with zero. We won't be able to take our toothbrush wherever we're going. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Who is this masked man?
So nowadays when you speak with people, sometimes they say they're not like thinking that they're going to live forever or that they're here for eternity, but they say, yeah, I'm quite aware that the end is like cruel and material nature is not auspicious towards my plans, but therefore I'm gonna, in this short window of opportunity that I have, I'm not gonna waste it on austerity or moral codes or something. I'm just gonna try to get as much as I can from it and enjoy.
Great, go for it. We need some more ants. Winter kills a lot of them off, so you can help increase the ant population. That's what your goal is.
So I wanted to say that they're not like out of frustration of how the world apparently is. They are.
They don't know what their choices are. They think they only have a choice between austerity and enjoyment. They think austerity is suffering and enjoyment is happiness. But actually it's the opposite. The material enjoyment is the suffering and the austerity will bring happiness. Maybe not immediately, there may be a little inconvenience, but at the end there's some happiness. Otherwise, just like if you really want to enjoy, for instance, prasadam, just fast for a day and the next day prasadam will taste 10 times better. So the austerity actually produces enjoyment. And the enjoyment produces austerity. You eat too much, then you have to fast. There's no, but that kind of fasting is very inconvenient. So they're in ignorance. People don't know. Well, they don't know how the material world works. Therefore, they're in ignorance. They think they know everything, but actually, they don't know anything, even materially speaking. They're just pretending they know. Anything else? All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.